Okay, so we're recording now. Can I get your first and last name, please?
David Akers. David Akers.
And are you from Santa Rosa?
Yes.
How did you hear about, or when did you know that you needed to come to the evacuation center?
We live in Brookwood Park on Montecito and Calistoga, the two intersections there, and we saw the flames.
You saw the flames?
Oh, yeah. They're right on the hill across the street.
So when what time was that at?
I saw about 1 o'clock.
1 a.m.
And did you start packing things up right then?
She did. I went back to sleep.
I packed stuff.
And then she woke me up and said, they're getting closer. Then we figured we better go.
So when did you, is this your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did you and your wife get here?
We've been here about a half hour.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Was it difficult getting here?
Yes. Lots of traffic.
Lots of
traffic on Montecito, 12, 4th Street.
And you brought another family member here. Can you talk about who else you brought?
Yeah, I brought my cat, Bobcat.
This is the first cat, evacuation cat, I've seen today, or this morning. So what do you guys plan on doing the rest of this morning?
Well, I'm supposed to be at work in an hour. But I don't think I'm going to make it, so we're just going to wait and hear when it's safe to go back home.
Have you guys ever dealt with a situation like this before?
Nope.
Never.
So what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking it's not going to get our house.
I'm hoping. Yeah, but I don't think it will.
I don't think so.
There's not a lot of stuff to burn around there unless it catches the homes themselves on fire, and then we got problems. But I don't know. I just don't know. Hard to say.
Well, I certainly hope that doesn't happen. Do you mind if I get your name also?
Sure, Janine. It's J-E-A-N-I-N-E.
And your name one more time?
David.
And it's A-K-E-R-S.
How long have you guys been living in the area?
Oh, I've been here since about 25 years, I think. About 82?
Maybe about eight years.
Okay. I don't think Bob has anything to say.
No,
Bob is getting cuddled right now.
He's all right. A lot of activity for him. Lots of dogs, but he doesn't seem to be too worried about him.
No.
He's an outdoor cat. He can fend for himself pretty good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.